the Word of God is just filled with promises concerning divine prosperity. For example, in 3 John 2, the Word says, "Beloved, I wish or I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers." During this time of reading the Scriptures and divine prosperity, faith will come, for we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It is definitely my feel that many people have their faith built up in many areas, but in the area of divine prosperity, their faith is very low. So today, I want to give you a faith boost from the Word of God, and I'm going to be leading you in some confessions as well. And so I want you to join along with me and make these faith-filled confessions. Faith will come, prosperity will prevail in your life as we hear the Word and speak the Word of God together. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look over at Psalms 35:27. "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." It gives God great pleasure to prosper his sons and his daughters. Say this with me, real strong. I magnify the Lord. He takes great pleasure in prospering me. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." From the Amplified, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me, I shall not lack. The Eternal One shepherds me, I lack for nothing." We could say it like this: "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I do not want for joy, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I do not want for health, for he is the Lord that healeth me." And we could also say, in connection with divine prosperity, "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I do not want for any good thing, for my shepherd withholds no good thing from me, for I walk uprightly before him." Oh, thank God, he is our shepherd. Psalm 37 Verse 3, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." So we see here that we're to trust in him, we're to commit our way to him, we're to delight ourselves in him, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Listen to what David said from Psalm 37, verse 25 and 26. "I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed." Go ahead and say this with me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I will not be out begging bread. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. He supplies all of my need. Thank God he does. Psalms 84 and verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is our sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." Psalms 85 verse 12, "Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase." Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15. "The righteous," that's talking about you. Remember, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Here's what happens to the righteous. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish, they shall increase, they shall prosper in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalms 115 says this in verse 11 through 16. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless your house, my friend. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Now listen to this. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Now say this with me. The Lord will increase me more and more. For I am blessed of the Lord. I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out. The blessing of the Lord is upon my life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Amplified Version says it this way. I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now say this, the Lord is good. The Lord is good to me. His goodness is evident in every area of my life. Good things come to me from a good God. Oh, thank God. He is good to his kids. And you are a child of the Most High God. From Deuteronomy 28, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. You see, God is looking for his people to be obedient. God is looking for his people to be willing. In Isaiah, he said this, if you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. Declare this real strong with me. I'm willing and I'm obedient. And by the grace of God, I shall eat the good of the land. Now, friends, it's your choice. Just like Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20 says, it's a choice. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. He is the length of your days, and you will dwell in the land which he swore unto thy fathers. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the word of God, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. As you meditate in the word, as you mutter the word of God, as you declare the word of God, God will cause your way to become prosperous. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Say this with me, whatever I do shall prosper. Hallelujah! You are prospering and walking in divine prosperity. Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. Amplified. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors, and with the first fruits of all your income. So shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats will be overflowing with new wine. Honor the Lord, NIV says, with your wealth, and with the first fruits of all your crops. Proverbs 11:25 says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, for he that watereth shall be watered also. Say it with me, I honor the Lord with my substance. I honor the Lord with the first fruits of all my increase. I am a liberal soul, and I shall be enriched as I water. I myself shall be watered. Oh, thank God, prosperity belongs to you. Proverbs 19, verse 17. He that has pity on the poor lends unto the Lord, and that which he hath given him will he pay him again. Moffat says, he who cares for the poor is lending to the eternal, and for his kindness he shall be repaid. Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 58, verse 10 and 11. If you draw out your soul to the hungry, and if you satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make thy bones fat, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, But our leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord. Romans 13, verse 7 and 8. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. 1 Corinthians 13, 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Say this with me, I am a cheerful giver. I sow bountifully, and I reap a bountiful harvest. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 through 10. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Now say this with me, I sow my seed in faith. I am not weary in well-doing. And in due season, I will reap my harvest. Well, it is harvest time, and we must exercise faith to tap into the harvest. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Prosperity is a covenant blessing. We see this throughout the Word of God in the book of Genesis. You know, God spoke to Abram, and he said, I am going to bless you so that you may be a blessing. And my blessing upon your life is going to enable you to be a dispenser of good to others. And that's exactly the purpose of prosperity. The purpose of prosperity is to be blessed to be a blessing. You see, if you're just blessed and you're not a blessing, you're short-circuiting the will of God and the plan of God for your life. The Word of God says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. God put the covenant of blessing upon Abram's life, and Abram in turn was a blessing to the nations around him, and he was a dispenser of good things to others. The Word says in Genesis 13 that Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. We see throughout the Word of God, for example, in Genesis 17, verses 1 through 9, when Abram was 90 years old and 9, The Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God, or in other words, I'm El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the God who's more than enough. Hallelujah. The word of God says that El Shaddai came upon the scene and said, walk before me, Abram, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations I have made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations, and kings shall come out of thee. Now listen to this. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and thy seed after thee in their generations. Now get this, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. In other words, I am El Shaddai to thee, but I'm going to be El Shaddai to thy seed, both now and in future generations. And he said, I will give unto thee and thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, and thy seed after thee in their generations. Now we need to declare real strong right now. I have a covenant. Go ahead. I have a covenant with El Shaddai. You are the all-sufficient one. You are Almighty God. And in the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of God upon my life. And in turn, I shall be a blessing unto those around me. I am a dispenser of good to the world and to the people around me. To God be the glory. El Shaddai is causing me to prosper and to be a blessing. Deuteronomy 7, 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, he is the faithful God, and he keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations. He said this in Deuteronomy 8, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is the Lord that gives you power to get wealth. We need to exercise the power of God to obtain the wealth that he's made available to us. He said in Deuteronomy 28 that we'd be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, that the fruit of our body would be blessed, the fruit of our ground and the fruit of our cattle, the increase of our kine and the flocks of our sheep. He said, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. You'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Listen to this. They're going to come against you one way, but by Almighty God, by El Shaddai, in the covenant that we have with him, they shall flee before you seven ways. And the Lord God Most High, will command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which he has given you. Oh, thank God. The Lord is commanding blessings upon you and your household as you walk in this covenant, as you walk in willingness, as you walk in obedience. You will be a recipient of the covenant blessings of El Shaddai. Deuteronomy 29, 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Psalms 112, verses 1 through 9. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in your house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretions. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of bad news, for his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever, and his horn shall be exalted with honor. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Now looking at Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Now he, Jesus, obtained a more excellent ministry, but also, much also, he is the mediator of a better covenant. And this covenant is better because it is established upon better promises. Thank God. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and verse 29 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Verse 29, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and you are an heir according to the promise. Yes, you are. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life because you are part of that covenant, the eternal, everlasting covenant that God cut, hallelujah, with Abraham. And you have been redeemed from the curse, and the blessings of the Lord are upon your life. Say this with me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. And the blessings of Abraham come upon my life. I receive by my faith. Yes, I belong to Christ. I'm Abraham's seed. And I'm an heir according to the promise. Oh, thank God. Now, I want you to get developed in the following things that I'm about to say and pray over your life. And I want you to repeat these powerful confessions after me, for they're based upon the Word of God. Deuteronomy 8:18, say this with me. We have God-given power to get wealth, so his covenant will be established. Job 36:11, I obey and I serve God, and I spend my days in prosperity, and my years in pleasure. Psalms 5:12, I have favor with God and man. Psalm 35:27, I shout for joy because I favor God's righteous cause. And he takes great pleasure in prospering my life. Psalm 37:4, I delight myself in the Lord, and he is giving to me the desires of my heart. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord God, who daily loads me with benefits. Psalms 105, verse 37, he brings me forth with silver and with gold. Lamentations chapter 3, God is faithful to me. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord my God in the midst of me is mighty. He is Almighty God. El Shaddai, the one who is more than enough. More than enough to do exceeding abundantly above all I ask or can think. Haggai 2, verse 8. The silver is his, and the gold is his. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. What's his is mine. Thank God the silver, the gold, and the land belong to me. From Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. I do not rob God of the blessing of blessing my life. Let's say that again. I do not rob God of the blessing of blessing my life. I'm a tither. I bring my tithes and offerings to God. And the windows of heaven are open to me. Matthew 6:33. I seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things are being added to me. From Matthew 7:11. My Father is the God of the much, much more. Mark 9:23. All things are possible to me because I believe. Mark 11:23. I'm a whosoever, having whatsoever I say. Luke 6:38. I'm a giver. And it's been given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, do men give unto me. From John 15, verses 7 through 8, I abide in him. His word abides in me. I ask what I will, and it's being done for me. God is glorified in my life, for I bear much fruit. From Romans 5:17, I reign as a king in life by Jesus Christ. From 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, Jesus was made poor so I could be rich. I call myself rich. I call myself prosperous. Devil, take your hands off my money. Take your hands off my lands. Take your hands off my property. In the name of Jesus. Angels, ministering spirits, go and cause the money to come in. Lord, I thank you that according to the word of God, I am rich. From 2 Corinthians 9:6. I sow bountifully, and I reap bountifully. From 2 Corinthians 9:8, I give cheerfully, and God makes all grace abound toward me. From Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of poverty. from Ephesians 1:3. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. My God supplies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. From Colossians 1:12, God has given me a glorious inheritance. From 2 Thessalonians 3:1 and 2, the Word of God has free course. God is being glorified. 2 Timothy 1:7, I'm not fearful, but I have the spirit of faith, and I am possessing my possessions. From Hebrews 1:14, the angels are working, bringing the money in. From 2 Peter 1:4, I am a partaker of the divine nature and of the promises of God. From 3 John 2, I am prosperous because my mind is renewed to the Word of God. From Revelation 12:11, I overcome all obstacles by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Oh, thank God, the Word of God is working. I just want you to just worship the Lord and begin to praise Him wherever you are. If you're driving in your car, give Him a shout. Give Him a praise. If you're in your room, just start praising and worshiping God. Start thanking Him that you are the blessed, that you're blessed coming in and blessed going out. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:22, that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Psalm 37:11 says, the meek shall inherit the earth, and they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. Oh, thank God. Christ purchased your freedom. You are a child of the Most High God. Now, I pray with you right now, and I set myself in total agreement with you for your needs to be met. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into agreement with your people. I thank you that your word says that we'd prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. I declare in the name of Jesus that the people of God that hear my voice are going to prosper. They're walking in divine health. Thank you, Lord God, that you are causing them to fulfill your righteous cause in the earth today. Lord, you said that we've been given authority, that we have the keys of the kingdom, and what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind up any principality, any power. We take authority over lack in the name of Jesus over these people's lives, and we loose the word of God. We loose the blessing of God. We loose the word of God to prevail over every circumstance. Lord, I thank you that you are a liberal God, and you fulfill to the full every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My friend, God's moving right now. Just give him the voice of thanksgiving and praise him. Be like Abraham and call things that be not as though they are until they are. Praise God. And let God be magnified in your life, for he certainly desires to prosper you.